Thank you for tuning in to WPVMLP, Asheville, North Carolina, 103.7. Streaming online, WPVMFM.org, the voice of Asheville, heard all over the world.
Welcome to the Audio Garden, where we cultivate our collective wisdom, nurture creativity, and spread love. My name is Martha Senator, and this is Listen and Be Heard.
Listen and be heard. Even if your voice shakes without knowing it, you may be saving a stranger. Listen and be heard. Even if your voice shakes without knowing it, you may be saving a stranger.
Right now, years later on, something that you said might help me 5 years from now. So if I had to, you had to cross paths and I heard it, I might have, that maybe never reached, you know.
The Rebel's Son. Skinny. Toys of twigs, cracked stones, two matchboxes cradling spiders, an earthworm in a tin can. Ignored by neighbors fussing over mother, fussing over father's impending arrival. Hums to himself as women weep over their best bowls and platters created by foregoing yesterday's meals. What they offer is meager. Also more than generous. Skinny approaches the table, hears a grumble begin beneath his ribs at the sight of more food than his home has ever contained at any one moment in time. But he waits patiently for father's return. It will be the first time his father will not pass through the door at his own feet. He will arrive a hero, born unbegrudgingly on bony shoulders, a hero contained by a wooden container mother described with an alien word, coffin. An eternity earlier, father placed calloused palms on each of Skinny's cheeks. Father said, "I must go to feed your body. Your spirit, my spirit." Skinny hums to hide his question to the earthworm. "Didn't father know I would rather not eat than have him live forever in that box?" An eternity later, still Skinny marvels still at the definition of dictatorship. People eating their fill only at funerals.
Hey, 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 what's up? This is Jay Rodriguez, Hernan Ramiro Rodriguez Sierra. That's long, this, you know, reduced it to Jay. It's easier. Para la gente, para mi gente. Anyway, you're listening to the Listen and Be Heard Hour for readers and writers, brought to you by the Listen and Be Heard Network and by Sound System Culture. All right.
You know that song, "Tomorrow will bring better you, better me." So that was dope, like, because it was, we were in the basement dancing like Michael Jackson's father. It was hot. I'll never forget that. And then when we were performing, eeks, as we walk these urban streets, claiming false identities, Ashanti or Igbo, I don't claim no mulatto. America has coined the phrase race, but can they tell me about the freckles on the right side of my face? Which way shall my soul go to find my destiny? lead me to my ancestry. Antigua, you know, I never really got a chance to meet you, but I sit and listen at a glance and dream of my grandma's home. Meet me on the beach where the waves meet the foam, and her features sing a song of rolling valleys, hidden crevices, and secret cavities. African brass heads that look just like me. A vision of a dream that would raise a young girl's self-esteem, seldom seen in magazines, but locked in European museums with the stolen motherland gems. This is where my story begins. Listen, as the sound enters my inner ear and vibrates through my inner plane, my biosphere, to each cell in my body, can you hear me? Can you feel me? As we are more ancient than the vibrating words that you are speaking. Receive me, reflect me, receive me, reflect me through the night. Be galactic stars, be that strobe light that leads me home, or the lighthouse guiding the way through the dark waves of the ocean. Alone in a boat we float, commanding, demanding, and expanding. It's fate, it's never hope.
Wow, I think that's that might be the best one I've gotten yet. Thank you so much.
I'm a better freestyler.
I disagree. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we go?
No, just I appreciate this time, Martha, and your energy is just so inviting and relaxing and parasympathetically easing. So I appreciate this, and this is like really full circle moment for me with Craig and coming to hear you, and I hope we all spiral on the way up.
Oh, thank you so much for that. And I have enjoyed this time with you as well here in the Audio Garden.
Yes. Hey, Jay.
Hey, on another note, you can catch me July 1st with a Giant Step after party over at New Blue at 151 Avenue C. The doors open at 10 p.m., me and Nicodemus and Genji, Sarasi and Nappy G, and, you know, old school, man. We're going to throw down to live original crew from back in the day. And back in the day is today, is the new today. So you're going to catch me on all reads, hosted by our man, Morris Bernstein, Giant Step CEO, and Presario Numero Uno. All right. So we hope you can make it. It's the after party, the Giant Step after party at New Blue, July 1st, 151 Avenue C. All right, hope to see you there. Doors open at 10. Palante, let's get down. Let's go with the remix.
Here with you, and there's so much for us to hear and explore and feel and enjoy in the Audio Garden today.
Match me with
a lot of energy.
Like to love
him. He had such a presence. He reminded me of my sixth grade teacher, but
there, you know, my father's a basketball referee, and I was like, I'm coming to lunch.
track, but why are they introducing me to the basketball court? Squad. You know her and my mama, we knew her because she had an article. We get this mixed up when I say Daily News, she says the Air Post. But every morning my father would probably read those songs. He was like poetry. And I was like, damn. I never knew.
Whispering and someone is here. Is that me? Hurting what's listing in the belly of a dipping, slipping in a storm while you pretend it's the norm? And I'm listening to the thought that I ought to let go of the ship and slip into the sea. And watch me. Slowly sink into memories where the only light is manufactured by the creatures of the depths, finding ways to be fed, being led among dead beings, seeing light as heaven while breathing water, thinking stars and cars and Mars and you could have gone so far, but you weren't the one, and fun is as does was never, and run from a fight, keep light at your back, hack your way to pay to play, what I am to listening, hear what was you was me, he, she, they, then, what am I? Listening to you, they listened while heard I wasn't listening.
Please visit our archives at listenandbeheard.net.
I'm so thankful at my institution, the University of Puerto Rico. We believe in having students to have access to all kinds of books. So my university does not ban books. I think because the public schools fall under the large umbrella of the public school system of the United States, that would be implemented there, which is a real shame because I think part of being a young person and having access to books is to open the mind, to be exposed to all different worlds, and also trust students when you're giving that student a book, and it could be any book, such as Romeo and Juliet, that you trust students to understand this is a world of literature. We're not expecting young people like in Romeo and Juliet to go off and get married and to have self-harm. Because you can look at so many classical books and you can make a point that they could be dangerous to young people or to the mind, that young people are that impressionable. I think you're really doing them a disservice because, as I mentioned, Shakespeare, classical literature, there are so many themes that many people point to. And I tell them, this could be deemed harmful. But students, if you let them have the opportunity to read, trust them to know, give them an opportunity, trust them to know, the brains are mature enough to handle that kind of literature. But unfortunately, you know, they want to keep them not really, you know, having exposure to certain moments of history, not being exposed to classical literature. And I think, you know, people are fearing that because once they read that, then they'll say, wait a minute, this is what's been going on in history. This is what's going on in contemporary society. We need to make some changes. So I think people get afraid of that because knowledge is, it, you know, it's a weapon. And it's a very powerful weapon. And if used in the right way, it really can propel a social transformation.
Beloved, I have to adore the earth. The wind must have heard your voice once. It echoes and sings like you. The soil must have tasted you once. It is laden with your scent. The trees honor you in gold and blush when you pass. I know why the North Country is frozen. It has been trying to preserve your memory. I know why the desert burns with fever. It has wept too long without you. On hands and knees, the ocean begs up the beach and falls at your feet. I have to adore the mirror of the earth. You have taught her well how to be beautiful.
Kombucha. At first, pacifier less, a thumb offers most. The heart tremors among the first beating. In Paris, I bathe with naked women wrinkled in tart. The heavy post-war memory of fossilized sinks. Who hides beneath mosaic and Cadillac chips? I am here to love me. Cursed haunch and dimpled bottom. Scrub me spoiled with loafa till their arms tire. My skin, a bright pink cashew refuted by the hearts of sons. Am I the only lonely in this hammam cast out? Commandments and confirmations, haven't we all been soured? Honor thy father, mother, thy suitor, lover, thy wedded, themselves foolish. Foolish me with dreams, somehow the movers were never booked. Bellies, never swollen pearls. In former lives, I was all brides.
The idea of banned books is, well, it's a hot topic for sure right now. It's frustrating to think about the limitation of a worldview for a child. If you think about what you have knowledge of as a small child, like say you're 10, you see the world through your 10-year-old eyes, you've been where you've been, and it can be very limiting.
It's called prophecy. A Diné poet, mother, multimedia artist told me today that according to the indigenous calendar, we're about to leave what she calls hell cycles, enter the cycle she and her people call heaven, when the Pleiades is directly overhead. It will get worse before it gets better, but by 2038, the mixed people, and look at us, we're all mixed, the mixed people will take us back to living with the earth again. So says the prophecy, she said, smiling down at her boy. So says the prophecy, rebeats my weary heart, weary of the cycles of pandemic hell, of conspiracy hell, of mass shootings hell, of history erasing hell, hell after hell. But so says the prophecy. So says the prophecy, carries me like a refrain, glowing, warming my winter heart. Waiting for the mixed grandchild who will bring heaven to earth for me this year, no matter where the Pleiades appears on the night of her birth. Perhaps she will help take us back. Perhaps by 2038, she and all the mixed peoples of earth will usher in the heaven cycles. At least, so says the prophecy. Who am I to disbelieve?
In Style, which treats of a series of heroic exploits or significant events and usually centers upon the adventures and accomplishments of one hero.
third hour, you can find our reading list of every book that we've ever mentioned on this podcast at listenandbeheard.net.
The hell I am. The hell.
In this strange land, I got people to feed right here in this strange.
Pet hamster. Pet hamster. Pet hamster.
We love you and we want to hear from you.
News about money.
We love you.
News about
money. We love you.
News about money. News about money.
So says hungry.
Sir of our future.
Be forever. God.
Sir of our future.
Forever.
And towns and crews of pirate ships. We have an understanding. Fire is where the warmth comes from. We have an understanding.
In this strange land, and truth is made faster than every lad. Hey, this is light off spit. You wanna test it? Step into it and be redirected, resurrected, reconnected to the collective. Not one go reflected. Woe to the down presses who want me ejected. Word, hard and feeble, many all be infected. We aim for justice for all of us, the people we trust. Time to righteously be moving on up. If you don't stand up, they're gonna blow us all up. Engagement is a must. I ain't got no trust in madmen, bent on certain mayhem, conquering global annihilation. Thought the people ran this nation. You ain't got no need for hesitation. Thought business to attend. You want said go friends and relations? You best stand up and act like a nation. Please remember and don't forget a revolution started this shit.
News about money. Where we from, y'all? Y'all Americans? Are you all Americans? Yeah, wake up in this head. I'm here, wake up. I cuff you.
Pillows. Wild. 9,999.
The hell I am.
In this strange land, I got people to feed right here in this strange.
Pet hamster. Pet hamster. Pet hamster.
Do we have anyone else to read, or are we finishing?
Yeah, Brie.
Oh, okay, good. So, and actually, traditionally, Listen and Be Heard, what we do when we're over at Raphael's, which is where we usually are on Thursday nights at 9 o'clock, we usually have three rounds of open mic, and the first one is a lightning round. It goes real quick. Everybody does a super fast poem, and that way we get to know everybody at the start of the night. Then we have a regular second round, which is like most traditional open mics.
To even be. I don't see why that's a problem, but it is. Is not a divine reaching. No, that women need men, because we don't. And why should we carry on with this creating of men when they can't even remember where they came from?
ghost town. This town is coming like a ghost town, was the song that kept singing in an Albuquerque adopted son's head, louder and too loud for the silence downtown as he walked deserted streets past boarded up windows. He took a few pictures, a truck turning left with no one in the crosswalk or the sidewalks either for that matter, except the son with a song in his head and one unhoused man curled up in his dirty blue blanket in an alcove, his few belongings nearby, a water bottle and a backpack in the corner near his head, already half ghost. One shop owner, windows intact, has painted on them the face of George Floyd. Black Lives Matter. Hashtag justice for George Floyd is the caption. It's more of a chant than a song, but yeah, I can see how your inside ears would sing, this town is coming like a ghost town. Another picture on the strip, one lone lowrider, red lights in the grill. A few blocks down, a chopper, all stretched out, yellow, chrome, and attitude. Other than that, not much sign of life. Albuquerque's adopted son is feeling deep despair. I doubt he ever took the old town ghost tour back when things were open all the time. He wasn't a tourist. This is his home. Who needs a ghost tour? Ghosts in every neighborhood, hiding in the volcanoes, ghosts everywhere. In the university ghetto, an alcoholic found 3 days later in her back room dead. Now she's refusing to leave, lighting all the candles, turning on the stereo at 3 a.m. She's determined to get somebody's attention. La Llorona? You'll have to ask the ones born here about her. I can tell you since I arrived, one spirit runs down Zuni, looking for an unlocked car to spend the night, looking over her shoulder for that one cop who turned off his lapel camera. Friends keep building her memorials by the wall at the trailer park near where she went down before Zuni bends back to Central. They keep building over and over, but they keep being torn down until they finally give up. This ghost, not on the old town ghost tour, too far removed, nor the ghost with the black gloves, los guantes negros, holding a shovel, wishing he had answered his daughter's calls so that no wellness-termed death call had followed. Nor is the ghost on a hill near the manicured neighbors just under the mountain, the ones with the magnificent westward views. He wasn't well. He wasn't to be reasoned with. He didn't belong there, so the cops were called. This town is coming like a ghost town. Yes, it's a ghost town. Spirits that go back more than 300 years, long before this country ever breathed its name. Didn't you see that sign on your last picture? It says, some tears become flames. Don't despair, son. That's Albuquerque talking, and she damn well knows what she's talking about.
This is the Listen and Be Heard Hour. Why you go to court, to the world court. Our people made those rules, took 30 years prior, informed, free prior and informed consent. That's from our language, placed into English. It's indigenous language.
Yeah, boss. Yep.
Okay, took many years. David was involved, I was involved, Priscilla was involved. These are all leaders of the Indian movement. Sitting in the middle of the United Nations alone. No one there. The courts is the last stop for our people. It's after generations have been eliminated. It's after many years of feeling like you have just explained, like you have to absorb a certain level of guilt. But it's eugenics. We didn't do eugenics. We didn't.
Yes.
We didn't sterilize women without their consent. We are not into population control. So that, I might say, friends, is why we are in a state of denialism in this country, and because our memory has been arrested. Our origin stories are now being placed into the Mars myth. Yeah, okay? So we get to get rid of our spirituality, our religion, our origin stories, our old literature from Big Big Grandma.
It was
Manifest Destiny, U.S. imperialism, is in fact at the front end of this. Okay? And that we spoke even of the Winchester enclave last night. It's being designed for settlers to come westward, okay? So that they could be protected from the hospitals. That would be my people. It would be Jay's people. Okay. So it would be. It would be irresponsible for us to look at history and be veracity challenged to the point that we don't realize that the arms that were first, you know, the rapid continuous fire rifle was designed to kill my people. So, and you can Google it all you want and it will sugarcoat and say, oh no, in fact, but it was to protect those settlers. So, and I guess I wanted to say that. And then we've been at the front end of arming genocide. That's our, you have to eliminate indigenous populations in order to move
that
colonization forward. Okay.
Our Constitution begins with these three simple words, words we've come to recognize mean all the people. Now, when I heard that, as a Native man, I had to stop and ask when. I've read our founding documents, I've studied our history, I see the current political environment, and I had to question when did we decide as a nation that we the people actually means all the people.
commercial citizens.
I mean,
the news arriving there. The news. What's going on? What's going on?
Who's got the? Me. Who's got the? Me. Who's got the power? Who's got the power? Who's got? Who's got? Who's got? Who's got? Who's got the power? Who's got the power? Who's got the power? Who's got? Who's got? Who's got? Who's got? Who's got? Who's got the power? Who's got the power? Who's got the power? Who's got? Who's got? Who's got? Who's got? Who's got? Who's got the power? Who's got the power? Who's got the power? Who's got? Who's got? Who's got? Who's got? Who's got the power? 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 Who's got the power?
Me. Me. Really have. Full of power. Full of power. Full of power. What's going? Have power. What's going? Full of power. Full of power. Really have on society. Full of power.
All that upper room.
What's going on? Full of power.
All that upper room. What's going on?
Upper room. Full of power.
What's going on society? Not really.
Who's got?
Actual city.
Who's got the?
A lot of pop-ups going on.
At me.
We the people.
At me.
Brought to you by
Listen and Be Heard Network. You can visit our archives at listenandbeheard.net, where you are also welcome to contribute to our efforts in creating this entirely commercial-free podcast and radio show.
Also known as Hernan Ramiro Rodriguez Sierra.
Who's got the power?
Heard our readers and writers. Back to it, coming right up.
Who's got the power?
Arrangement of my... Only here, baby, in the Listen and Be Heard Network.
Conflicting undercurrents and riptides. When you eclipse, you hang like dead rock, tired, old, and caught, reminding us how powerless we are in the eternity of your presence, how small we are with our greedy voice and unforgiving thoughts. How sad and impotent we've become beneath your heavenly majesty, floating free, suspended in orbit beyond reach. Even on your calm days, you still pull and swing, create maps on the walls of seashells. All life, all leaf and embryo spiral and curve. Reflect your dance, you cosmic space. Elder sister, who cradles us in the rocking curve of your crescent bow, who holds and comforts us to coax us back to life, who feeds us from the ancient wisdom realm and reveals the healing secrets of space. Seamstress stitching a story quilt to protect us from the cold unknown. High priestess, silver goddess, bewitching multitudes behind your glowing mask and starry crown. Illuminescence kindled in the hearts of opals and crystals, mimicked in the clothing of iridescent fish. Rushing to and running from the sun, needing to be loved, to shine. mystical guide who gifts us with sight through darkness, who rolls around sobbing and joking, flirting and withdrawing, with unpredictable mood swings, then disappearing. Daughter of Earth, Jupiter's niece, cousin to Io, Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto, raucous and wild royal princess, drunk with life, laughing with lovers in lustful tides. You flow by our window on your magic carpet, sprinkle moon dust over our beds, then run away at dawn. You chant nebulous incantations into the ocean of our dreams as clouds embrace your face. You like to tease, play hide and seek, stalking. Follow me, you challenger, in your ethereal dialect, daring us to fly. Though chained to earth, we try to touch the sky.
One of the themes of interconnectedness, you know, you had mentioned, you know, talking about how the metaphor of waterways is really one of interconnectedness. That's absolutely 100% right on. And so one of the dimensions of interconnectedness that I was hoping to explore in that particular essay was interconnectedness not just between people and bodies and human beings, but between us and nature and our ecosystems, and also, frankly, the spirit world, right? That particularly many indigenous communities, such as those in the Cordilleras, see as inseparable from nature and from themselves. And for me, when I went on that trip, I think it was really the first time that I got to actually physically experience that sense of interconnectedness. And at first I was like, whoa, you know, that feels bizarre and strange. And I don't know about, you know, all of this. This is too much togetherness for me. But by the end of the trip, seeing and feeling that people would lay down their lives to keep the Chico River free. And the reason that they would do that is because they don't just believe. They know that that river is inseparable from their bodies and from their from themselves and from their being and way of life. It made me feel, number one, that my pain didn't have to just be contained in my own body, that it's something that actually nature helps me carry. And that kind of conversely, pain has a purpose, not just, you know, when we're, you know, maybe about to burn ourselves because there's, you know, we're too close to the stove. But if we are connected to nature and nature is being exploited by corporate multinational corporations, by governments, that maybe the pain has a purpose because of the pain that the land and the water is having to go through at the hands of these exploitative forces. So there's, you know, it's again, you know, both kind of somatic experience and an understanding that helped me realize that there can be a different way of relating to both nature and pain. And then on an individual level, honestly, it's been one of the most healing things to realize, actually, if I just go spend time in or around water as much as possible, it helps relieve my pain. It's, you know, it doesn't just make me, like, feel more peaceful. They can actually literally reset my nervous system in ways that helps relieve my pain.
The time goes by so quickly here in the audio garden, my friends. And I've so enjoyed that time here with you. One of the pleasures of gardening, audio gardening, is listening to your garden grow. If I went back, or if you went back to listen to the pilot episode almost 3 years ago now of this show, which you could do, we have all of our archives at listenandbeheard.net. You would hear me by myself making a show, fooling around with the concept of what it is and how it should grow. And my idea at the time was to reintroduce myself to the literary community from which I felt a bit estranged, and to be a good member of that community and serve its needs, which is for authors to be able to have a forum, a platform to talk about their work, their new books, their craft, and for us to engage with each other and to embody the network that we are, because we are the network. And Listen and Be Heard Network is nothing but a growing group of people who kitchen to finding the audio archives of all of our shows. You'll find resources on our website at listenandbeheard.net. We keep an ever-growing reading list of pretty much every book we ever mentioned on any of our shows. We also have an author list, so you can find out a little bit more about the guests that we feature, and most of those are linked to their websites if you want to get even deeper into any particular person who we've featured in the last few years. And recently,
I've started a new podcast with Jay Rodriguez Sierra and Judy Tologan on the West Coast. It's called Beyond Borders, and our newest episode features Nilsa Rivera in conversation with myself and Judy about issues of home insecurity, homelessness. And I hope that you feel the same way about Listen and Be Heard and would welcome your participation as another creator, inventor, listener who also needs to be heard. And there are various ways that you could become involved in this entirely commercial-free hour. Thanks, either by contributing segments or contributing finances or just leaving a comment and letting us know if we're making a difference in your life, if you like to come back from week to week.
Thanks, as always, to Davian Dial at WPVM Radio in Asheville, North Carolina, for introducing Listen and Be Heard to the broadcast airwaves, KCEI in Taos, New Mexico, KEPJ in San Antonio, Texas, KHOI in Ames, Iowa, and KFOI in Red Bluff, California, and other stations that are part of the Pacifica Affiliate Network for cultivating the audio garden in your communities, and our own Listen and Be Heard Network, host of WLBH.org. Please visit us at listenandbeheard.net and sign up for our email newsletter and at our Listen and Be Heard YouTube channel, where you will find unedited video interviews of our featured guests. My name is Martha Senator, and I want to thank you for listening and giving me the opportunity to be heard.
Thanks to Martha Senator, our executive producer, and our new nonprofit, Sound System Culture. Really thank you for your support. Please tell your friends. This is the only place you're going to hear this music, this radio art, the way that radio podcasts should be felt and experienced in our communities. Right? Check it out.
That is a nickname.